Blog Talk Radio.
It's time.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Mel.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year! Nan hidish nido leh. Chashinzar hon ked honot. Aron da isnoltsi to aro said ata shikon ba ka bikin da has nelo aro e archive will yo it o kuro yat e shi akis na da huil net do le di age e di chukon e Navajo Nation election kon da is nel 2014 su kare kare nan ha and we are in the midst of the election still. It hasn't been settled yet. You guys all know what the situation is. Well, I think everybody knows what's going on. The Navajo Nation election is supposed to have been settled and confirmed the first part of November. And we're supposed to have a swearing in of the new president on January 13th, along with the Navajo Nation Council. The inauguration day was scheduled on that day. Now, it's been postponed, and first it was Chris Piscini getting disqualified, and then Russell Begay was moved up into his position. Russell Begay then began campaigning as he was going to be the next opponent to Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. Now, as of last night, the Navajo Nation Council enacted legislation number 0341-14. And there was a press release which I posted on Facebook on Politics on the Navajo Nation. And this legislation will provide for a special runoff election and a special general election for the office of the president and vice president if signed into law by President Ben Shelley. In addition, the bill would provide approximately $317,000 to the Navajo Nation Election Administration to fund the elections. This legislation was sponsored by Leonard Sosi, and he has repeatedly urged the council to seek a new presidential election to address the disfranchised voters who casted their votes for the Navajo Nation presidential candidate, Chrystus Cheatney. Of course, you guys all know that he was disqualified for the Navajo Nation presidential race, which was immediately following the primary election in August. According to the proposed schedule attached to the legislation, the runoff election would occur in June 2015. And I'm looking for callers. All of you who are listening out there, either by phone or either through the internet, you're welcome to join us for this last show on this New Year's Eve. And I believe at 12 o'clock, the Navajo Nation Council I'm not sure if they're still going to be holding office or they are former council delegates, or are they going to be council delegates all the way until January 13th, 2015. So there will be a runoff election in June 2015, and a special general election will take place in August 2015. And with the swearing in of a new president in September. And the legislation also states that only 17 original candidates who ran for the 2014 primary election will be qualified for the special runoff election if they choose to do so. So the council, they voted in favor of it 11-1. I'm wondering who the one who was against that. I could only imagine who that might be. I haven't looked at the votes yet. So you're welcome to call in and let's talk about this. And we only have about 22 minutes to before the show is off air. So I'm only doing a 30-minute show this evening. And so it's quite interesting that this is now taking place, because there's so many different scenarios that have come up for every candidate, and whether this is going to resolve this, and of course the language fluency issue, I believe, has been vetoed again with the new legislation. So if we're going to have, here's my suggestion, if we're going to have this signed into law by Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley, if that happens, what I would recommend and what I hope that all of the Navajo Nation presidential candidates who are going to run again in this new deadlines and dates that have been set is that all the qualifications remain in place. Everything so that is undisturbed. And it should be left up to the council at the new council who's coming in. If they wish to change through legislation or referendum the verbiage on the qualification, because in my opinion, that's very, very important, the Navajo language. Are we going to be placed in a position where we're going to be saying down the road that we should have never changed that? Because to me, and I think to a lot of voters out there, to the Navajo people, whether you live on the reservation or off the reservation, the fact of the matter is this, is that I think these were good things, even though they were painful. They were painful because we wanted to get on with our lives. But yet at the same time, we needed to do these laws that are not exactly perfect in their setup at the present time. It gave us an opportunity to look internally as Navajo people. What is it and how much do we value our Navajo culture and the Navajo culture, our Navajo language. Navajo language, if you look at the net fundamental law, or actually it's called the fundamental law of the Diné, in there, it outlines that these things that make and identify who we are as a Navajo people, what makes us Diné is our clan. And right in there is our Navajo language. And are we going to be placed in a position that we're going to be changing things? And also, another recommendation that I would make is that a third party should be conducting all the forums or debates, if there are going to be any. I'm not sure how, if there's going to be the candidates, if they wish to participate, are going to be campaigning again, that these forums or debates are conducted by a third party that's not affiliated with the Navajo tribe. And the reason why is this. If they're affiliated with the tribe, there is a chance that these people are these entities or these organizations or businesses or enterprises are going to be very concerned about how much they push the button to really put the candidates on the burnish, so to speak, because they are essentially going to be questioning their, quote, next boss, which is going to be the president of the Navajo Nation or the Navajo Nation Council. And so there's a vested interest in the Navajo Nation presidential candidates that if you want to have this absolutely fair, it should be placed in a position, we should be placed in a position where it's a format that will bring out the real and sincere issues, meaning that if there's going to be one-on-one, one candidate facing off against one another, and it could be, I'm sure there's a formula that could be worked out. And where I would love to sit down with the top five finishers and have a one-on-one debate with them. That is possible. These forums, what happens is that it doesn't address the real issues. It doesn't address the real format that a presidential race should be, because this is so important. This is something that's going to define who we are for the future. It's not a little high school or junior high election. If we're a sovereign nation, well, let's act like it and be able to have a face-off between candidates who are willing to sit there and face one another and ask each other questions and have a rebuttal, and maybe it's a 5-10 minute format. The one that I really truly enjoyed, the one that was held, the only one during the Navajo Nation primary election that I felt like which was closest to this, what a debate should be, is the one that was held in Arizona State University, where we had an opportunity to face off with another candidate, and I think that went very well because you had the option to, there was one question that presented, you either moved on it or you opted to pass it on to your opponent, and then after that you rebutted each other for each other's answer and question. And so it's really a real nice format. And I think that really brought a lot of the issues out. And then lastly, well, I'm sure I'll probably add other requests in this thing, and that is that if we're going to be, you know, sitting here being concerned about the Navajo Nation or the Navajo language and fluency, well, let's put all of that aside and put it to rest. let's get together and have a all the debates and all the forums and all the formats all done in Navajo. And that is, that's just this election I'm talking about. That's only the special election. And that should really put all and everybody on equal footing, because this is the Navajo Nation and this is our language. And why not sit down and have a debate one-on-one with each other? So I'm asking all listeners out there to please call in. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048, and I'll be taking your calls. And I want to get your feedback to see what you guys think about this new, if, again, the question is this, if the president signs this into law, because what this, that's going to do is also going to activate his presidency. And also another question, that what do you think about, well, if we're going to, okay, the nucleus of this whole redo again is talking about the disenfranchised voters, okay? Who caused that? Well, it was done by the grievances, the OHA and the Navajo Nation Supreme Court and the dismissals thereof, and all of that was all tied into that by dismissing Krista Cheney and having the Navajo Nation Board of Election Supervisors step up and saying no and opposing that. They were then dismissed. It affected both the president and the Navajo Nation Council. Because it affected the Navajo Nation Council, shouldn't there also be a redo? Because two of the Board of Supervisors were also candidates. They were candidates for the Navajo Nation Council. And they were Tom White and Norman Begay. Two of the council race and two locations in several chapters did not have a council election. So all this discussion about bringing back the presidents and bringing back so-and-so, well, they should also bring back the Navajo Nation Council, because they were also affected by this dismissal. Well, what do you think? Is that only fair? Why are we just talking about the Navajo Nation president? And also the question is that what happened to Tom White and Norman Begay during these legislation passage and discussion about the president? Well, they were also disqualified. And the next voter candidate, they were supposed to have a special election. Did that ever happen? We don't know. So it's going to be quite interesting. And, you know, that's something for all the council delegates to be thinking about. And also President Shelley, should he step down on January 13th and turn the entire executive branch over to the Navajo Nation Council? What's your thoughts on that? So I'm going to bring on a caller, and Yate, can you hear me? What's your thoughts on all of this that I'm talking about? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Guess not. So we'll bring Mr. Richard Begay. Yate. How are you? Okay, I'll bring the next caller on. Your last number, 7612. How are you? Can you hear me? So I guess they're gun-shy this evening. So I'll go back to Mr. Begay. How are you, Yate? Can you hear me? Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are on the burner, and you know, for us to just give a blank statement just by saying, okay, well, let's have a redo. Well, is it in the name of fairness? And I think that some people are insinuating that the only reason why that the legislation that's going through right now is because that the disqualification, well, it all started with the firing of Richie Nez from the OHA. That basically brought up questions, is that was his judgments and his rulings, were they legitimate? Well, you know, those are important questions, and I wanted to find out from you, callers. Telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And tonight's topic is about the postponement of the election till 2015. So I had invited a representative from the president's office to address this and give us an update. But so I'm wondering, of course, we're all going to be interested to see, because he has 10 days now to reply and to weigh, because really what it does for him is that it reactivates his candidacy as well and everybody else. And it also includes Chris Descheny, and how much of the Navajo Nation Board of Supervisors is everybody going to be automatically let into the race, the ones that were on that participated in the last election? I guess those are some of the questions. Now, for the future, these are very, very, very important precedents that we're setting for the Navajo Nation. In either case, to be able to address and to look at the difference between all the candidates, this gives the Navajo people an opportunity to really study the candidates this go-around. Who is capable of really moving the Navajo Nation forward? Who is going to address the economy? Not so much about, I'm glad that a lot of these things did happen, because when they happen, it exposed a lot of the candidates and where they really stood by the filing that was done by Dale Soucy and Hank Whitethorn, and then Myron McLaughlin against Russell Begay and Chris Descheny, and how that each of these people, how they handled themselves in the public. Because what they're doing there was really showing what it is that they were made of. And yet at the same time, we have Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. You know what? You've got to kind of feel sorry for him because, okay, here's a redo now. He has been waiting to find out who his candidate was going to be. And so he selected the vice president. So I guess now it says the vice president, so does every president, presidential candidate going to hold or is going to run in this special election with a candidate, with a vice president selected already. You know, it does kind of verbally, it does kind of say that the election is going to be held for the president and the vice president. Well, typically what happens is that you have a runoff election, and then you have the primary. And then after that, the primary, then you select the vice president, and you go all the way through. So is that how that this is going to work? Because it does mention that the president and the vice president. And this is a very, very unique situation, that you, the Navajo voters out there, this is now giving you another opportunity. And here's what I would highly recommend, is that you absolutely take careful and have an open mind and take a careful review of all the candidates, and not just go blindly into this thing and assuming that everybody is going to be qualified to do so, because even after this thing, I guess we just go in there and just move forward, and there none of any grievances are going to apply. We're just going to go in there, and whoever finishes, and we have a new president. Well, the last time I've had a lot of people say from different previous candidates, well, we know that the Navajo Nation president's race, here's two things that they said. Somebody new. And then the other one is that somebody who is going to address the needs of the Navajo Nation. And so if you look at it from that standpoint, I think those are valid qualifications or a valid request. Now you're given another opportunity for you to do this. But I think that the Navajo language is very important, because let's find out who is going to be fluent or not fluent, and whether we have a legislation that addresses fluency or not. Let's just do this all in Navajo. The question in Navajo and the answers in Navajo and the debates in Navajo. Let's see who best describes these things. And again, a lot of this, how many people, how many of the candidates, was it about them? Are they career politicians? Was it about, did any of the candidates in the past, did they go in there and stand up there and say, I am here for you, for the Navajo people, because look at my track record, this is what I've done. And this is what I'm going to do going forward. And one of the biggest dangers, and we only have about 2 minutes left, the biggest danger also is for you to look at who is supporting these candidates. Are these supporters that have been with them in the past? And who are these voters? Who are these supporters? Because once they get into office, here's the one thing that's absolutely a fact. When a candidate goes in there, he is as good as his team. And if his team are people who are vindictive, who are divisive, who will say, hey, you know what, you didn't vote for us, you didn't campaign for us, you didn't do anything for us, so therefore you're out. The president will never know that his people did this. Because there's gatekeepers that are going to be in place there. And I would advise, please, because that is their entourage and their package, their team, that you need to be aware of. Who are behind these? We heard in throughout this whole thing that people were saying, you know what, we have got to – I saw on Facebook – some supporters of other candidates who were basically saying, you know what, you're on the way out, this is us, you're not the best team. And there's all sorts of things that it was very grandstanding. And I don't know if the candidate even know that his people are doing this. The same thing happens once they get into office. You know what, when you're going to have an election, you got to have a fresh start. If we really want to have a fresh start, here's a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a chance for you to do that, is to really define if what we mean by bringing in somebody new. What I would say, what that means to me, is that new, meaning that it is really new, not career politicians. So we have just a few seconds left here, and I wish everybody luck. We will continue to do this. Here's another opportunity. It's a very rare situation. And I don't think that you should be in a position where you're just gonna say, okay, you know what? No matter what, I'm gonna support who I supported last time. Have an open mind, look at other candidates, and really do it with an open mind. Kuroi, yeah, la, non-hitish nido, le, kahasi, lo, da, anosko. Arena Raisunotsa Ako Hashin Zago Kointin Hilholzish Kahola Kehoto Ton Kahola Yat Ego Akil Nadil Nistolis Sidit Ani Kabikako Do it on his Zappa head obey that he needed all this. Kont ala nina konkheshila kurebi kaiten seats, do be kaiten so zin te tajan hot end. Kurodi karuto e koe nahana ho a ebeni nacho kudo ban tsukke stole. O betragen kon ebe ke is not the high in shades of the arvin yaho da to na ajuko. Kon e te da ta beke niya hodo nidi so e so da ba haski. Hala kodo ti cho e kanista hozen. Kon di grievance was yaho the never been that is so do hodo ne kon e ashchiko. That nez bin. Do hit nez da. Join his ba hozen. Doin a kin leader. Draven in Nasha Konda. Hey, toy, toy, a chata hato, see. Hey, toy, coin, he cut a short, eh, no. Tada, the best daddy run ago. Quay, shay, toy, hale, do hut a short, eh? Do hut a short, la. No, it up the whole, a kitchen, that's it. Yabil tio. Jo nikhe ba hozen hot oy bin in nache de dot ob trago ko de ti de nazi lin sinas ti no sovereign nation hot oy jo inik eben in nache ko de United States government technically were as equal as them today ida tabel shran halo hot o ad hot o din ke yani tsa anigi jo hot oy in Hinatani, president, do hoto, kato the Tahagi vice president, Judasa. Ako, ad, hoto, tan, si, keso, Nihilun Hinahat, adon, he, old, in so conde, ashan, dai, neso, ke, ne, kato, hoto, joe, the store. Basi, tio, it's the year, and his long hoto, hoot, hoot, after who needs, and go. Joe, do, ya, te, so, so, ha, si, so. Conto, he, so, I was in 1998. Do you with that? Peter McDonald, Peterson, Zah. Do you with that? I was in 1989. So, even now, 1989, I was in the whole thing. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it? Do it all hat nida. Bahat sidi dop eet eh. Do bahas ti eet eh. Ako ebenin na. Di khayshi kon de jehigi. Sho. De kuja ehu toad e la nansen. De kuja ebi ke niya. Da jan hut ehen de kono eid. Khayrila kuja ehen joast khata. I just thought net eachy. Hail a stoat oat oat. Alla and nina coin tastes. Coven a hat aggy tastes. Jins and a hobby touch or grass oddly. Arda. Maybe. Dahn de lana. La candidate. Jonago hojila naho arl. Call e arda e could eche e could e cade a head lana which e or. Nishin shishnish. She could you wake up. Jinni. Do what? Well, you don't need to tell him, I guess. And those are the things that really has straddled us, has strapped us, so to speak, as an Navajo people. I've been in now. Oh, chatkhanda dil tash, chatkhanda dil chip. Even us in the wheat, now, choho ego, askija yadil tip. Khal Sheikh would you be kidding Nia? No matter what, the Hashin Zai be kicked it and seed all this. Hutton. well, here's an opportunity for you to explore others. And from what I've read, I'm going to tell you one thing. The Navajo Nation Council, the ones that have enacted the previous law, legislation is now on the president's desk. I understand some people are saying that this legislation was only to appease the Christus Chini voters. Well, in the light of all of this, Joe Shirley had 10, Christus Chini had 9, 7, and then so forth. But shouldn't it be a question of all of the voters, not only just the ones that support it? Of course, they were hurt, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but here's an opportunity for you to think about this. But yet at the same time, laws are laws are laws are laws. So is this something that, you know, like somebody said, is this something that where we bend the rules and legislate new things just to appease one person or one set? And I'm not talking against Christus Chini. And I'm not talking against the people who voted for Christus Chini. I'm talking about all the Navajo people. It could have happened to anybody. Well, Asa Ahil Kitob Latin Tahal Jinda Tetzi Akohe Nakirid Mil Yajigi Eslat Tahoshehu Nikita Nahal Jisto Leto Yat Eudo Niki Arikeda Honotini Nhacho Pashil Shacho Pado Away Neat Eda. The Away the Neat Eda Konda Edo Hacho Pahintino. A nibilino, called in Nathan Ilta, a chinabkin deal till had needs okay. A coshi cut in his shin, Jonago home. The horse don't and what in Jonago, and he ran his nahaza. I don't have a chin at all. A coshi in now a lie, called yet, oh, who Jonji Kako e hotoy. Nijen not or coson hijo's town. He's now he to Archo toilana it. A year long, the hoi toy are then dice and not sing to her single. Coy cabicaco if toy here and hit the schneed or lick. Ado she corner as can't be none of Jew horn. Yat oh, he neighbor. Yat oh, joy toy. Ha off yado shut the auto at auto naho cosoaya has new honey man has some cry. Inna Jonago toy not a no state or lay for toy yat oh. Kuroi toi a hiaan hidini do leil si keiro sidna do ar keira hono tiin ha sin zaida is am altsa a hiaa laana. Kuroi at e do hiaa. We'll talk to you guys next year. Thank you very much. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo.